Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everyone. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Katherine Hanley, and we are continuing our Healing School Week with Kenneth Copeland from the Omaha Victory Campaign. As you listen to Brother Copeland today, let the Word of God be the voice of victory in your mouth and in your heart. God's healing touches every aspect of life, your health, your family, and your future. So get your Bibles and let's join Kenneth Copeland as he shares the answer to living a life without fear.
The 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Yes, we'll take our medicine to begin with today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It starts off, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand. Do you stand in the gospel this morning? It is the gospel that death has been destroyed. It is the gospel that we have been delivered from fear. It is the gospel, glory to God, that He destroyed sin. Oh, glory to God. Now, you just start in and you take time to do it. You take time to read the entire 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And it just starts getting better and better. 28th verse, when all things shall be subdued unto Him, then shall the Son also Himself be subject unto Him that put all things under Him, that God may be all and in all. Whoa, glory to God. Verse 42, so is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It's raised in incorruption, sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power, sown in a natural body, it's raised in a spiritual body. There's a natural body, there's a spiritual body. So as it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The second or the last Adam was made a living spirit. Glory to God. And He's our Lord. Verse 47, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven and is the earthy. Such are they also that are earthy, and as the heavenly, such are also those that are heavenly or heavenly minded. And you just keep reading. Verse 51, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must be put on immortality. Oh, my God, that's the way I want to go. That's the way I want to go. I'm telling you, we're so close. We are so close to this. There's coming a day, very soon it will be the Lord is going to be calling me. Hey, come on. Yeah. It's right, we're right on top of this thing. Right. Like Gloria said, I want to go in the big one. Yeah. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where you're just going along one day and just, man, the horn and the wind and the whole thing happens and you're just out of here. Yeah. Glory to God. Well, we're all going, yeah, but I'd like to be just doing something here. I'd like to be standing here preaching and just... And I do presume that all in this room would go. If not, you better get yourself ready. That's what the parable of the virgins was all about. You better be prepared. You better get ready. Glory to God. There was a very close friend of mine, and the man who was doing the preaching, I didn't know him personally, but I knew a lot about him from my fierce spiritual father, Oral Roberts. And my good friend went to hear him. And it was in Fort Worth, and it was back in the early days of Fort Worth, where the Fort Worth Convention Center is now. There used to be a movie theater, right, that was torn down when that convention center was built. And it's right there, and it used to be a vaudeville theater. So it had all of the vaudeville apparatus in the back, and then it had a movie screen. So he was preaching on a Sunday afternoon, and Charles went to hear him. And he said, "Now, I know this rascal." He said, "Oh, he could preach. Man," and said he started preaching from those verses right there. And he started in, and he went, and he just went all over the Bible, talking about the catching away of the church. And he preached in a solid white suit. And he had that little vaudeville spotlight right on him, just a big... The stage was black, and he was in that white suit, and he was talking about the angels, and he's talking about the mighty trumpet sounding, and he preached, and he preached, and he preached, and he preached. And he had stationed several people up behind in that catwalk with big diesel truck horns and compressed air in bottles, and the orchestra pit right in front of the stage. And right in the middle of his sermon, all those horns went off at once, and the spotlight widened, and there was a coffin right in front, and the lid popped open, and this woman in flowing white went out of the coffin and out the roof, out of sight, up into the catwalk. Everybody in the theater hit the face. "Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't want to miss this. Oh." And then Charles said, "I knew I was saved. I knew I was ready. And I know this beanhead did that to me." But he said, "I couldn't help it. I just prayed anyway." And he said, "Man, I'm telling you, you talk about an altar call." He said, "There was nobody said that." Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think we need to pull some stunts like that once in a while. And shake some of this lazy bunch up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, and just go through all those scriptures, and all of a sudden the horn blows. Hallelujah. But here it is. "So then this corruptible shall have put on incorruption. This mortal," glory to God, "shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Dying is the easiest thing you and I will ever do. Glory to God. It's swallowed up in victory. That means the sickness and disease is swallowed up. That means all of the bad times are swallowed up. That means the poverty is swallowed up. Glory to God. That means it's swallowed up in the blood. It's swallowed up in the glory. The pain is swallowed up in Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about victory over death. He's talking about victory over the grave. He's talking about victory over hell. He's talking about victory over sickness. He's talking about victory over sinus problems. He's talking about victory over cancer. He's talking about victory over bad disc and bad back. He's talking about victory over bad habits. He's talking about victory over homosexuality. He's talking about victory over lesbianism. He's talking about victory over pornography. He's talking about victory, glory to God. That's the reason this is called the Victory Channel. That's where we got it. Glory to God. There's victory in the house today. There's victory over pain in the wisdom teeth. There's victory over sinus problems. There's victory over ear draining and ear problems. There's victory over sick babies. And I want you to know, bless God, there's victory over that little synthetic virus. It's not God that mishandled it. It's men that just don't know what to do. So afraid of it. There's your vaccination right there. There it is. V-I-C-T-O-R-E over V-E-R-D-E-A-T-H-H-H.
Yes, sir.
Victory over death. Yes. Victory in life.
Yes.
A life worth living.
Glory.
Yes.
All the way through old age.
Yes.
And it gets to the point where your and my funeral is a joy fest. We just get there and just shout glory. And don't you be messing around trying to raise me from the dead. I'm not coming back. And I'm not leaving until the time. And you have more to say about it than you think you do. Be seated, please. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Once again, from the Classic Amplified, Psalm 145, my favorite psalm. Now, second favorite psalm is the 91st psalm. Psalm 145. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this. I will extol you, O my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. Every day with its new reasons will I bless you, affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. One generation, Lord, your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous works, I will meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible, or your awesome acts. And I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth like a fountain the fame of your great and abundant goodness. The fame of your great and abundant goodness. The fame of your great and abundant goodness shall sing aloud of your righteousness and justice. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of things created. He is good to all, and he's filled with compassion. He's slow to anger. He's good to all. He is a good God. He's never done anything bad. He's never created anything bad. He created Satan, the most beautiful of all the angels, and iniquity was found in him. He had no tempter. He had no tempter. That's the reason there's no salvation for him. Iniquity was found in him. He's the father of lies.
Yes.
And my God is the father of truth.
Yes.
And he's a good God.
Yes.
He's a good God.
Yes.
And he's good to all.
Yes.
I'm going to quote Gloria again. She said it like this. The sun will shine on anybody that'll get out in it. Now, that's a Gloria-ism. The sun will shine on anybody that'll get out in it. But you have to get out and get in His goodness. You have to believe that goodness. You have to talk that goodness. You have to think about that goodness, because goodness is living on the inside of you. And you can walk in love. Let's go there to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, Classic Amplified. Hallelujah. Therefore, the King James says followers. The Greek word is M-I-M-E-T-E-S. We get our word mimic from that, imitator. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy Him. Follow His example as well, beloved children, imitate their father. And walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another, as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God. Glory to God. Imitate God and walk in love.
Amen.
All it takes is a decision. Why? The love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because He's in there and He has faith, but He is love. He is there. John, the apostle of love, was the only one they couldn't kill. He didn't get to be a martyr. But he did get to write the book of Revelation. And he did did take care of Jesus' mother.
Yes.
Now, why would Jesus turn His mother over to Him? Because He was the one that walked in love. It was Peter, James, and John. James was his brother. This says a whole lot for Mr. Zebedee,
yes.
Their father. Mr. Zebedee and Peter were in the fishing business together. They were wealthy men. These boys were wealthy boys. Amen. Are you listening?
Yes.
And you and I are born of love.
Yes.
Love has been born inside us. And the love of God has been shed abroad in us. And we have a commandment. We're responsible for the commandments of God.
Yes, yes. Yep.
And you read that 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 chapters of John. All of that was in the meal that changed heaven and earth forever. The most important Seder meal ever done. That supper. And there's John. And he called himself the one, the disciple that Jesus loved. He was there when Jesus said, "You have what you say." And he kept saying, "I'm the one that Jesus loved. That's me." And he was lying on Jesus' bosom. That's the reason that Gentilized picture of them all being at a table doesn't work.
Amen.
And there's, I am knocking that because it it doesn't work. Do your homework.
Yep.
It was in the middle of the night. And if they had a table at all, it would have been very low, and they're literally sitting on the floor.
Yeah,
that's the way it was practiced. Amen. And you read those words all the way through that. He that loves me is the one that keeps my commandments. And my Father will love him, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him, and he'll manifest himself to you right now. In whatever way you need it, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But then Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. Well, what about the new commandment? He said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another even as I have loved you. And all men will know that you're my disciples by the way you love one another. All you have to do is make up your heart and your mind, I'm going to keep that commandment. I'm going to imitate God and walk in love. I'm going to keep that commandment. I'm going to do this. I can do this because the love of God has already been shed abroad in my heart.
Partnership is so important. You know, we need to be joined to one another. You know, you have synergy. You know, we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And when you come together with others, your weaknesses are swallowed up by each other's strengths.
You know, the word says that as you give, that same grace would come on you. So we look at the opportunity that as we are partners with Him, the same grace that's on this ministry is also on us as a church, as a ministry, as a family.
It's exciting to be a partner with a work that is doing great things all over the world. Lives are being touched and millions of people have been changed because of this ministry. And we're just grateful to be a part of that.
Partnership isn't about how much you give. Partnership is about that heart connection that you know you're going to pray. We pray for Brother Copeland's ministry, the whole family, the church, EMIC, and we know they're praying for us.
One of the things I would say about partnership that means so much to me is the fact that it's not just something a person decides to do. It's actually in the scripture a calling. You're actually, if you're a partner, you're actually as called to be a part as the individual who was called to the ministry because you're one. And because of that, what happens is people will perceive that as a calling. The anointing will come on them to do it. And the supernatural power, God will go to work around their lives. You're not everybody's partner, but you're somebody's partner. And I can't think of a better place to take a part than KCM.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini-book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and His joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. And this year, for the first time on May 26 through 28, the Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We put a lot of emphasis on prayer. Every point of contact involves prayer, including the partner letter, meetings, broadcasts, magazines, phone calls, emails, products, and mail. KCM also has a prayer department staffed with licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. So if you need prayer, call our prayer line. When you call, they will pray scripture over you, get into agreement, make God's word final authority, and speak that word by faith. Whatever you're facing, Jesus has already paid the price for you to overcome it, believe God's word, and receive your breakthrough. KCM has prayer ministers in their offices all around the world. To contact the KCM office nearest you, go to kcm.org and check their hours of operation. Thank you so much for joining us today, and until next time, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.